This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it is happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. They were last with us in January of earlier this year. Name of the company is LightPath Technologies. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol LPTH. With us today is the company's CEO, Mr. Sam Rubin. Sam, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Kevin. Excited to be here.
We're happy to have you back. I'm hoping for my new listeners, you can give us an updated about statement. And for my older listeners and your shareholders, tell us what you've been up to since January of 23.
Oh, absolutely. That will take a whole podcast by itself just to...
Excellent.
I'll try and summarize it in a reasonable way. So, I'll start with LightPath. It's a tech company, as the name implies, LightPath Technologies, in the field of photonics, optics. Been around for about 35 years. Historically, LightPath has been an optical component manufacturer, meaning making individual lenses, primarily for telecom, health systems, and biology, and so on. In the last 3 years since I joined, we've been pivoting to a new strategic direction, which takes us towards more, I'd say, complete solutions, which are based on the fact that optics is being adopted into more and more systems, more and more areas, functions, end products. And people need, our customers need us to not only make the lenses, they need our help to design and build the entire optical system at times, or subsystem. And that's a new direction we've been going towards over the last 3 years. So since the last time we spoke, a lot has happened. So I think we spoke early January last time, and that was days before we did a capital raise that, as you know, back then and now even for microcaps, to do a capital raise is very difficult, to say the least.
Absolutely.
We went into the raise thinking we're going to need to cough up warrants, some other incentive, as all other microcaps around us were doing. And so we set out to raise $6 million, assuming we needed 100% warrants, because that was sort of the going rate. Mm-hmm. We got offered for $27 million, and no one asked for any warrants.
Wow.
So, but not only that, we increased the raise to $10 million because of that. But not only that, the day after the raise, the stock price went up by 45%.
That's incredible.
So, I think we've beat any statistical notion of what microcaps behave like in and around a stock raise then. But I think it's also an extremely empowering statement from the market saying that, essentially the story is great. We know the money is going to go to good use, and we're not only not penalizing you, we're oversubscribing and increasing stock price. So it could be better, I think. I was pretty psyched by that, to say the least.
Wow.
Since then, of course,
Oh, congratulations on that.
Absolutely, putting the money to work, so expanding our manufacturing capacity in the U.S., adding more manufacturing capabilities in Europe and the U.S., part of our shift in the last few years has been away from China, and much more focus on the Western Hemisphere, and in particular in the defense world. And I think, if anything, I think it's been spot on in terms of timing, where you know, just a couple of weeks ago, China announced their intention to start limiting the export of key materials, germanium, to our industry. And what, where we've been investing the money and what we've been doing is exactly to counter that. So sort of it's worked out very, very well in many aspects.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm glad that you brought that up. You know, let's talk a little about germanium and, you know, how does China announcing their plan to control the exports of germanium impact the optics industry and your company specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. So germanium is a naturally occurring material, right? It's a periodic table. It's not a rare earth mineral, but it's considered a critical mineral. So it's on the list of critical minerals, meaning the U.S. depends heavily on import for those. U.S. imports 95% of the germanium. Most of it, if not all at this point, originates from China.
Wow.
There used to be some coming from Russia, but that stopped, you know, with the Ukraine war, of course.
Sure.
And so it's been a major point of concern for a long time. According to a report in Congress, actually, 25% of the germanium that gets imported goes into optics, infrared optics, night vision cameras, thermal cameras, and so on. LightPath for the last few years has been developing an alternative to that. And we have a family of materials, we call them black diamond, just to make it easier to pronounce compared to their real technical name, which is chalcogenite. So black diamond materials, produced here in the U.S., you know, the ingredients that go into them are much more readily available than germanium or any other critical materials, critical minerals. And we can expand capacity of that production here in the U.S. with no dependence on China, really. And so we've been sort of preparing for this. In fact, if you go back and you listen to our talks in the last year or so, year and a half, we've been preaching for this. I've been on Capitol Hill and in DOD, God knows how many times in the last 12 months talking about this. We've got funding directly from the DOD to accelerate some of this work and to help scale it and develop it. And, you know, just as everything is aligning perfectly and we added capacity and manufacturing space here in the U.S. where we make it, China came out with this announcement. So, of course, now everyone is running around a bit like a headless chicken trying to figure out how do we potentially live without germanium, where we've been working on it for a year and a half now. So I think we're pretty happy about that, as happy as someone can be about not receiving some material.
Absolutely. Sam, you had mentioned in recent calls and presentation that your company, LightPath, is working in the automotive space to add thermal imaging to cars. And it's interesting because the Department of Transportation announced a few weeks ago that they have an intention to make emergency braking systems actually mandatory. So what does that mean for your company?
Yeah, I'd say that's another one where, you know, we sort of have been working towards that, although we didn't expect it to come in such a way. We expected it to be more gradual. But we've been working towards that with a few automotive companies. Our thermal imaging assemblies have actually been fully qualified by one of the largest car companies out of Detroit. We've been 3 years in works on this, field testing everything. And, you know, where this goes in is essentially into those emergency braking systems, which according to Department of Transportation and the Highway Institute in the DOT, the emergency braking systems simply don't work at night. They're not able to see clearly enough.
Okay.
Adding thermal imaging is really a solution to it, because now if you have a radar that is telling you there's something at the side of the road, the thermal camera can tell you, is it live or not? Is it a deer about to jump in, or is it just a rock that happens to look like a deer? And so this is a much simpler and lower cost implementation compared to some of the more complicated LiDAR systems. And a few of the companies out there have been already visionary in that direction and started working with us and others on that. So the announcement of the DOT on the intention of making it mandatory really, you know, comes at perfect timing for us. We've already been qualified by at least one car company. Our assembly that goes in depends on which level of assembly and such. It's between $20 to $50 per car.
Wow.
And so with tens of millions of cars manufactured a year, you know, we're talking about something that could be transformational for us. I mean, just winning one of the large automotive companies, one of them alone, is already transformational for a company of, you know, $35, $40 million in revenue.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are in an excellent space based on the fact that, you know, you're kind of, you know, you've been ahead of it. And, you know, here comes the recommendation that they have an intention to make it mandatory. And you guys are saying, well, that's great. We're already, you know, we have a great aptitude in that field and we're doing awesome with it. So congratulations with that.
Thanks.
You know, I want to switch gears. You know, after you joined as CEO, you announced a new strategy to pivot from components to solutions. And about a year and a half ago, you announced your first product in that field. How is that being accepted by the marketplace?
Yeah, that's been surprisingly easier than we thought it would be. Meaning, you know, oftentimes you would think that a component company trying to now make a subsystem or system would be looked upon by the customers as saying, hey, now you're going to compete with me. But optics is very different in that sense. The technology of optics is just so complicated and difficult, challenging in a technical aspect. It includes physics, electronics, software, chemistry, materials. You know, it's just a very, very interdisciplinary field. And so for a customer to start designing a optical system oftentimes requires new skill sets they don't even begin to have. Mm-hmm. And they don't necessarily want to hire 15 PhDs now just in order to design this one subsystem camera that would go into their bigger system. And so customers are seeing it very, very positively that we are stepping into that and now offering more than just the components. We're offering essentially to be the solutions partner. More than that, we're basing a lot of those on very unique technologies that we own, that we have, that allow us to make solutions, or in this case, a camera system, that is far better than what exists out there. So if I'll take one example, you know, our Mantis camera system today can be used to do imaging or very high temperature events. So you could use it, for example, inside a furnace to detect, to see what's happening when it's, you know, running at 1,000 degrees Celsius. Today, the only way to do it is to use a cooled infrared camera. It costs $100,000. Well, our Mantis is $15,000. And wow. The reason why we're making it possible is because we're taking some of those unique materials that we developed in you know, as a replacement to germanium that we've been working on, and we're leveraging them to design now something that previously couldn't be done that way. And so customers are seeing it very positively. They're seeing us create real value. We're not just head-to-head competing or trying to be me too. We're actually coming up with solutions, with systems that are very attractive to them in terms of value proposition. And that allows us to go from selling, you know, previously lenses for dollars or tens of dollars to selling now cameras for $10,000-$15,000, you know, with high margins and a very good customer base developing for it. So I'd say it's been very well received, and I think another one where, you know, we sort of hit it at the right time.
That's excellent. Folks, you've been listening to Sam Rubin. He is the CEO of LightPath Technologies. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol LPTH. Sam, I know we went over a lot of information today, and wow, I appreciate you breaking it down for us and simplifying the terms so that we can understand exactly what it is that, you know, we're talking about. But for the folks at home, I want to get you online. Go to lightpath.com so you can look at some of the stuff that Sam has been telling us about today. And moving forward, Sam, this was a wonderful time having you today. But I'm wondering, for the new listeners and your current shareholders at home, what do you want them to take away from today's interview?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I know it's a lot because we've actually had a lot going on. But, you know, if I'd break it down, I'd break it down into three areas. And I'd say, you know, we call them the three pillars of growth. One is the defense industry, driven by the fact that we have a substitute for germanium. And we've been working on this for a year and a half, and China now came and decided to limit the export of germanium, and here we are, we have the substitute for it. The right. Second pillar of growth is automotive. Here we've been also working for 3 years about on this, with different car companies, with different tier ones, tier twos, on integrating thermal imaging as a safety tool into cars. And a few weeks ago came out Department of Transportation, USDOT, and announced their intention of making it mandatory in the next few years. So we're very well positioned, fully qualified already into one of the car companies. And the third one, which really ties into the two of them perfectly, is our strategic shift from being only a component manufacturer to going upstream and making complete solutions. Our new camera system that we announced in December, the Mantis, is getting a lot of attention, and we're seeing the value it's creating to customers. And that is really based on technologies and capabilities that we developed for, in the same time, for the components and for the automotive and for the defense industry. So I'd say three pillars of growth that really intertwine very, very well together. And each one of them alone could be transformational to the company, right? Each one of them is tens of millions of dollars of revenue in the making, where today we're $35 million for everything. So very bright future ahead, I think.
Sam, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that we can have you back on in the next 30 to 90 days to go over more updates. I know you guys are making a lot of progress. I want to remind everybody, check them out on the NASDAQ. They're trading under the ticker symbol LPTH, and one last time, lightpath.com. Thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you, Kevin.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.